Thanks for popping into Diving into Deeper Waters. I'm your host, Erin Rowling, and I'm so honored that you have chosen to spend some time with me as we discuss this week's topic. And don't worry, you don't have to dive in alone because I'm diving in right with you and feeling this topic. So we're going to do it together. So it's fall, y'all. I see that everywhere. It's fall, y'all. I don't know about you, but I feel like fall just came overnight. I feel like I was just sunbathing and now I'm like needing to find my socks because my feet are getting cold and we like to sleep with our window open. And so we're waking up a little chattery in the morning. It's time to get out that extra blankets and you see all the pumpkin spice latte stuff and the pumpkins and I want my coffee in the afternoon now is to warm me up. And it's here. And I feel like September the whole summer seemed to go by pretty quickly. But the fact that we're in September, and last night I was sitting down just scrolling through some of the Facebook things and Instagram things and came upon some that were saying, you know, on this night, people were going to bed not knowing that tomorrow would be their last day. And it was like, wow, it's that time again to remember those that were lost. And even this morning, seeing the, there was a picture of the Twin Towers, and on the Twin Towers was, it was basically made up of the pictures of the people who lost their lives on 9/11. And it's just so sobering. And just whenever you hear 9/11, I think all of us, if we were alive then, we are taken right back to where we were, what we were doing, what happened, how did we find out about it. I was actually in New York with a friend who was having surgery. She had a surgery scheduled for that. I think it was the next day. I think it was like the 12th. But I was in the shower and I remember her popping her head into the bathroom and saying, "Hey, Paul just called and there's been an attack," and, you know, so getting out quickly and just, you couldn't even pull yourself away from the television screen. And I remember just having this sense of wanting to be with my family. I wanted to be home. Like when tragedy happens, there's something about I needed that connection in that moment with my husband. I was, I don't remember if I said I was in upstate New York. So I actually had to travel. I traveled the next day home and I had to go over the border. We went through Canada. It's much quicker to go that way, and just sitting on the bridge for hours because security obviously was so heightened. And, you know, that day our world changed. Like security has never been the same after all of that. And I think, you know, even moving forward with Corona and all that stuff, things, you know, when something major happens, it just changes a lot of things. And so, yeah, I just felt too bring that up in memory of those. I've also listened to a recording that a woman left for her husband. Of course, I cried because I can't even imagine calling my husband and it be, knowing that it's going to be my last phone call to my family. And so, and something that's difficult with when these tragedies happen is we forget about the people so easily, I think, and not on purpose. I don't think anybody purposely tries to not remember the people that have gone through these devastation times, but we move on. We have 9/11, you know, and we remember where we were and what we were doing and, you know, all of those things. But the people that lived through that directly were affected. They lost a loved one. You know, my heart really goes out to them because they don't get to move on. And it's not just a once a year day that they're remembering. It's something that they're having to live with daily. So if you know somebody Hopefully, yeah, by the time you listen to this, it'll be a week past. But, you know, just reach out. I think we don't know the importance of us even just recognizing that someone's going through something. So that's just a kind of an encouragement. And it's crazy when I talk about these, like that event with our kids, they just don't have the memory of it. So it doesn't affect them in the way that it does for those of us that experienced it and kind of know what that day means for us. So moving on. So my kids started school last Tuesday. And to be honest, me and the kids have been looking forward to school starting. It's kind of funny because I don't think I've ever seen my son so excited for something. He's not like a real like show his emotion kind of kid, but like a week ago, before school started, he was setting his alarm clock and he was making sure he was in bed at a good time. And every day he told me the countdown of when school starting. This is someone who's starting high school. And he just, I think we were just all ready. We're just ready to have some normalcy. It wasn't one of those things like, I can't wait till my kids go back to school, which normally is how we are as parents. We're like, we can't wait. And not that it's not because I don't like my kids. Okay. I hate that when people are like, oh, it's because you don't like your kids. I love my kids. I wouldn't have had them if I didn't want them. But, you know, there's just been this like, I don't know. We just wanted to have a schedule. There's just life works better for all of us included when we have a schedule and we get up at a certain time. And even like me, it just helps my day to do better just because I've gotten up earlier. And so yeah, we were ready. We were ready to get back at it. So we get to the first day of school. We have traditions in our family. Me and the just for Christmas, for the first day of school, for Easter, or for, you know, whatever it is, we have these little things that we like to do. In our family, we're a big cinnamon roll family and make sausage. And, you know, you pick out that first day outfit. It's like the only time your kids ever pick their clothes out the night before is the first day of school. You get the camera ready. Who are we kidding? You don't look at the camera until the next day, and then you realize you didn't charge the battery, and then you got to use your phone, and blah, 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 blah. So, but, you know, the first day of school was super dreary. It was rainy, and it was hard to get up. I'm not going to lie. I was, like, kind of dreading. I didn't mind not having to be up at a certain time of day. It was really nice, actually, to just get to, you know, get up kind of when we wanted to get up. But anyway, so I made cinnamon rolls, and this is where it started. It all began at the cinnamon roll on the first day of school. I made my cinnamon rolls, and you know the Pillsbury? Yes, Pillsbury, because I didn't make homemade ones. I never make them, but I get the ones with the real cream cheese. Just saying. And so they come 5 in a pack. It's the big ones. And I made them. Joe and Abby took their cinnamon roll. And I looked down and there's 3 cinnamon rolls left. And normally in our house, cinnamon rolls are gone. Like there may be one left, which they split when they get home from school. And I would always have to divide it like into fours because I have 4 kids. And it just hit me as I'm looking down at this pan of cinnamon rolls. And I have this ping of emotion. It's just like out of nowhere over some stupid cinnamon rolls. I have this whole wave of emotion that comes over me. So that was the first thing. Then I take them. You know, you got to get the first day pictures. It's super dreary outside. So where are we going to take pictures? Our normal spot we can't take because they get wet. So I'm trying to figure out a different place to get pictures and have enough time, which I will say, not having 4 kids and only having to do 2 kids' pictures, much easier, much faster. We're not like cramming in pictures real quick where I'm like, smile! And so we got it. you know, got their pictures, and I look down at the little viewfinder of the camera, and there's a picture of my son, and wave two of emotion comes over me because I don't see a little boy, I see a man staring back at me. And I don't know, I mean, I see him every day, but I don't know why in the picture, it just, and it was maybe the first picture I've taken of him by himself in a while. I don't know. All I know is I looked down and I was just like, how is this happening? Where is the little boy? And of course, I wanted to just start crying because I just couldn't handle the fact that he was looking like a straight up man in the picture, which, by the way, I found out the night before. He says to me, hey, I need to shave. Now, he did shave a while ago. And of course, which I documented the whole thing. I even took a video. Yes, I'm that mom. And so in my mind, I'm like, oh, okay. So he needs to shave. Well, he hasn't shaved in like however many months. And I was like, well, and I said, you're going to do it by yourself? Because his dad had helped him before. And he's like, yeah, I've done it by myself a couple of times, mom. What? I did not know this. I did not know that you have been shaving by yourself, which is probably, he probably didn't tell me on purpose because he didn't want me to document. I scarred him the first time documenting his whole time of shaving. So I was just like, wait a second. So that pops in my mind as I'm looking at the picture, like he shaves all by himself. And anyways, so I'm just, I have so many tears, but I don't let them go. I'm very proud of myself. I swallowed them. I was like, okay, I can do this. Until we get in the car and Paul normally drives them to school, but he had an appointment. So I was driving them to school and I get in the front seat and then I look over and Joseph is in the front seat. And I almost said, oh, Liz is sitting there. And then realization number three, Liz isn't here. Liz is at college and she is not sitting in the front seat. So Joseph is now taking over that spot. I'm like, I'm done now, people. The emotion is just way too much. I'm driving them to school. I'm looking over at the man child sitting next to me and thinking of the cinnamon rolls. And I'm just like, we always pray. We prayed with Paul before he left, but we always pray with him on the way to school. And so I'm like praying. I'm like, do not cry. You do not need to show your man child that you're crying because that's just going to make him uncomfortable. And so I drop him off and then I'm like, okay, I got him to school. And of course you can't go in or he wouldn't want me to go in with him anyways, but I go to Abby's school, which I can take her in, get her all situated. Thankfully, she still wants to hug me when she says goodbye. And which she was so cute after I dropped Joe off, she says to me, mom, are you so excited that you're going to have 7 hours without your kids in the house? And it's going to be so quiet. And I was like, no, Abby, I'm not excited. It's fine. But it was just funny because she just thought about that I was going to get the house to myself. But I get home and I sit in my chair because like I hadn't had my coffee yet. So I want to sit down, have my coffee, read my Bible, read my devotional, all this stuff. And I'm like, okay. You know, the rush of the morning, you know how it is getting everyone where they need to be. And I lost it. Every emotion that I had like felt and like stuffed down into my little being just like popped up because the house was like, it was so quiet. I was just like, cause Paul wasn't even home. So it was like uber, like extra quiet. And I was like, okay, so I read my Bible. And then I'm like, I need to get my mind off of this. So I pulled up Netflix. And because when I get sad, honestly. Like, I have a hard time, like, functioning. That's just my personality. I get kind of, like, I don't know. Like, when I dropped a man off college, I just walked around the neighborhood aimlessly, like, didn't know what to do with myself. That's how I felt. I didn't know what to do with myself. So I tried to watch Frasier on Hulu. I couldn't even laugh because I was so sad. And all I could do was go get my camera and pull up the pictures, write an emotional post on Facebook and Instagram and post my pictures and then just stare at them and then watch all the other moms send their kids to school or start virtual school or whatever they were doing and just cry. That's basically what I did. And my poor husband came home. Yeah, he probably is like, if he's listening, he's like, yeah, I probably should not have come home, because he came home and he's like, hey, how did it go? And I was like, good, you know, they're off at school, whatever. And I said, I'm super emotional, or I'm so emotional, or something like that, which he heard it was emotional. He didn't hear, I'm so emotional. He heard it was emotional. So he was like, yeah, I'm sure it was emotional. And then just went on his phone to reply to a text or whatever. Well, that wasn't a good response in my book, because by me saying, I'm so emotional, all I needed was for him to walk over and hug me so I could just have myself a good little cry. But because he misunderstood me and what I said, he didn't do that. And so I may not have responded in the best of ways and started to go off a little bit on him. And then he was like, wait a second, what did I miss? Where is this coming from? And I was like, I told you I was emotional. He's like, no, I thought you said it was emotional. I'm like, no, I'm emotional. And then, of course, you know, he came over and hugs me. And in that moment, literally, I second-guessed every decision I've made about this school year. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I think we made the wrong decision. Like, why are we sending them to school? That was the wrong decision. What if they're having a horrible, awful day? What if they can't stand wearing a mask? What if they da da da? Like, he was like, they're fine, honey. I'm like, no, we could have totally, like, oh, just the emotions that flooded me were so over the top and flooding in at an incredible fast rate. And so, you know, after he hugged me and everything, I'm looking outside. It's raining, and I'm like, well, I might as well go for my run and just run in the rain because it matches my feelings of this day. So that's what I did. And I was like, I just don't even want to feel right now. And so when it came time to pick my music for my run, I picked some jamming music where I can't understand the words most of the time. Actually, it's not that bad. So some of you are going to laugh because you're going to be like, that's jamming music. That's like hard rock music. It was Skillet. For some of you, you're like, yes, that is like some hard music. And some of you are like, oh my gosh, that's nothing, Erin. But it's what I picked because it's a lot of, you know, jamming, you know, kind of whatever. Headbanging music, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what the kids call it these days. And I just went out and I just ran my little heart out. It sounds like I ran this like a little fast run. I didn't. I ran at my little slow pace. So here I am running away from all of my feelings, kind of like a little kid who doesn't like what's going on around them. That's what I felt like. I just felt like this little kid who's expressing their emotions and need to get them out. So I went for a run. And honestly, if I could have crossed, I felt like inside, like I just had my little arms crossed. And if I could have like actually run with my arms crossed, which there's no way because I'd fall over. That was my attitude though. Like my little arms crossed, like I'm just going to run and I'm just going to, you know, be upset right now. And I'm just going to wallow in all of these emotions. So there I am running with my music blaring. And few miles in, I hear this still small little voice say, "So, is this how we're going to deal with these emotions, Aaron?" Yes, God, this is how we're going to deal with these emotions. Honestly, if I could have gotten to my music, which I wear it in a little fanny pack on me, and if it wasn't too much to trouble to like zip it and take it out and turn it up and then put it back, I think I would have done that, because I just felt like a little kid to God, like, yes, this is how I'm going to deal with this right now. Because, and I mean, I felt like Jonah in the moment. Like, I thought I was getting away from all of these feelings and from dealing with it. Yeah, God was just patiently waiting for me to come to my senses and deal with it. Just like, okay, you just keep running, little girl. And I'm here when you want to deal with it. And, you know, God gets me every time. You know, there's just something about God. Other people can say stuff to us, but it's like when you know that God is like impressing something on your heart or your mind or your spirit, you're like, even though you want to just ignore it, it's like you can't ignore him. He's so hard to ignore. So I broke. Like, I let my guard down. I let it all out, tears and all. And, you know, I love that God is so relatable. I mean, do you know that about God? Do you know that he's so relatable? Like, in that moment, I think of this one verse that related to what I needed him to relate to. And it's in John 11:35. It's just two words. Just two simple little words. And yet it's so relatable. It just says, Jesus wept. Jesus wept. Right there completely made me say, okay, it's okay. I'm a crier, people. Like, if you didn't know that by now with all these podcasts. And in my life, I've often felt really weak because I cry. Just because people make stupid comments about it and stuff like this. But this one verse makes me feel like in those moments, like God completely understands, and he wept. So when I weep, he gets it. And I've literally read that verse a million, gazillion, trillion times in my life. But for some reason, like with this whole topic of emotions, it just sinks so deep in my spirit, making me emotional. Jesus wept. Because let's face it, emotions are these tricky little sneak up on you, come out of left field things. And I'm going to just say it. I'm an emotional person. And guess what? That's okay. If you're like, yes, that's me, I'm emotional, guess what? We're okay. Like, just own it. Just own it that you're emotional. Why? Because it's natural. The very definition of emotion is a natural, instinctive state of mind deriving from one's circumstances, mood, or relationship with others. So in a nutshell version, it's an intense feeling towards a situation or feeling. Like, talking about emotion reminds me of the Pixar film, Inside Out. If you don't know the film, it's basically like this family moves, and the little girl, Riley, they ask her how her first day at school at her new school is, and it basically pops into her brain, like, all of her emotions, and the mom, when she talks, what her emotions are, and the dad, what his emotions are, and the five characters are in there are joy, fear, sadness, disgust, and anger. And on this particular day that I was having, I totally was relating to sadness. Like, it's actually probably one of my favorite characters in the movie. But she has a line in there that says, "I'm too sad to walk. Just give me a few hours." I love that line so much. That's how I felt. I'm just too sad to do anything with myself right now because my emotions are taking over. When we talk about emotions, first of all, I want to get rid of the stigma that emotions are bad and that they're a no-no. I feel like there's like this thing tied to if you're emotional or like that's a bad thing. And actually, in the Word of God, in Ecclesiastes, I cannot talk today, people. I don't know what's wrong with me. 3:4, it says, a time to weep and a time to laugh and a time to mourn and a time to dance. Right there, it says we can weep, we can laugh, we can mourn, and we can dance. So if there is a time for every emotion, and I don't know why we don't have a problem with joy. Like, nobody's like, oh, you have the emotion of joy. That's a bad thing. But the rest of them kind of have a bad rap. And I don't know why it is when we deal with fear, sadness, disgust, anger, any of those other emotions, we want to hide them and push them down and we don't want to deal with them. And I can relate to not wanting to deal with it. Honestly, didn't really want to do this topic because I want to talk about emotions, but, and I ask God for a lot of confirmations. When I'm going to do a podcast, it's kind of like an unsaid thing between me and him. Like, hey, just give me confirmation that I'm supposed to talk about this. And this morning when I got up, what is the first thing I pull up on Instagram story? It was a guy talking about emotions and he says, it's okay to not be okay. It's just not okay to stay there. Like, that's all I needed to hear. I was like, okay. And that's the thing. It is okay not to be okay. Like, sometimes you just got to say, I am not okay. I remember there was a lady who her and her husband had to be separated for a while. He had to go work in another state. She had 5 or 6 kids, homeschooling, had a lot on her plate. And I saw her at church and I was just like, hey, how are you? And she said to me, I'm good. And I was like, no, you're not. I said, it's okay not to be okay. And she just looked at me and I said, and she goes, I'm not okay. And I'm like, okay, that's okay. And she was like, oh, that felt good to say that. And another lady at another church one time, she was just like, well, you know, I'm doing, and I said, do you feel crappy? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, then just say, I'm crappy today. And she was like, I'm crappy today. And I said, okay. Like, and she thanked me a long time afterwards. She was like, you know what? That gave me such freedom. Like, I just needed to say I felt crappy. And then I actually felt okay. I was like, okay. It's okay not to be okay. The issue is when we have the emotion of not being okay, we let it guide and dictate how we move forward. When we're given an emotion, it's actually to gauge and to give us a report of what our heart is feeling in the moment. When my kids were little, we had a saying in our house, put on your happy heart. And so like when they were sad or upset or angry or had attitudes, you know what I'm talking about, and we would talk about it, but then we needed to move on from the emotion that they were feeling. So when we would say, put on your happy heart, what we were teaching them was, okay, we've said what the emotion is, but now we need to move forward. You're going to change it now. Like, we're not going to stay in that emotion that you're feeling. We're not going to let our emotion be the boss of what's going to happen as we move forward. It's that emotion is just an indicator of what's going on inside. The Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the spring of life. Obviously, God knows the human heart and how it works. So he's telling us, hey, you need to be vigilant with what happens with your heart. And we know all of our emotions affect our heart. They come from the heart because we're so easily led by what we feel. And, you know, when it's joy, you know, that's joy is not going to have a negative effect on us. But the rest of them, fear, sadness, disgust, and anger, all of those are stoppers of the flow of the spring of life. And when we allow those emotions to reign over our hearts and our minds, we're plugging ourselves up. And y'all know what happens when you get plugged up. Like, even think about it physically. Okay, let's just be, we get real here, right? If you get plugged up in the bathroom area, there are problems. I actually had a friend, I will not say his name, but he totally was having bathroom issues. And it was like 4 days. And it was affecting his heart. It was affecting his mind because it was just so frustrating and everything. It was affecting different parts of his body. And even my mom recently, before she had her colon cancer removed, it was just so wreaking havoc on her body. My mom had never had heart problems before, but it was like doing things with her heart and all of this other stuff. It was wreaking havoc because it had been, her body was stopped up. And those emotions, the sadness, fear, disgust, and anger, when those come into play and we let them stay there and they start to rule how we move forward, it stops us up. And it's not good. It's not good for us. Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of God rule your heart and mind." In my experience, there is not often peace in my emotions, especially when they're the negative emotions. When I get all wrapped up in my emotions, it's not a bad thing to have the emotion. What's bad about it is when I just sit and I just wallow in it and I let it rule my heart and mind. That's what I was doing the other day when I had all of those waves of emotions. I just like plopped my little self down and just was like, okay, I can't deal with this. I don't want to deal with this. And I just want to sit here and wallow in it. And it was not going to allow me to move forward because it was ruling how I was thinking and how I was feeling. And I was letting it be the boss of me. I totally dealt with that situation wrong. I was going to say wrongly. Is that grammatically correct? Whatever. I'm not an English teacher. Totally dealt with it wrongly. I really should have first recognized my emotions, and instead of pushing them down and hoping they would dissipate, I should have just like allowed it to be like the little red light, the indicator, like, hey, there's some things we need to deal with here. But I didn't allow that. And basically, when we don't allow it, it reveals what's in our heart. Emotions reveal what's in our heart. That's the bottom line. Emotions are going to uncover what's in your heart. And I just let it fester and stay there. And this is where the super good news is that God is so faithful, because he was like, come on, Aaron, where is your happy heart? Like, you need to take vigilance over your heart and your mind, and you need to let my peace rule over it. You get to choose. See, we don't choose the emotions that come. They just come. I mean, I don't say, hey, I want to feel sadness right now. Oh, hey, anger. Give me an order of anger. Like, we don't get to choose what comes our way. But what we get to choose is, how do we move forward? How do we let that emotion affect us? And let me tell you, God is a great listener. And you can pour out every emotion that you have on that day. I just started crying. I accepted those emotions and I was like, okay, God, I just need to get them off of my chest. I often feel like in those moments that I have with God like that, I always just kind of picture myself, and this is how it makes me feel when I talk to him about my emotions, is I just feel like I crawl up in my dad's lap and I'm just sitting there and he's just listening to every little detail of what's happening in my heart, in my mind, in my spirit, in my soul, all of it. As I'm just unleashing it before him, he's just like holding me, and it's a safe place. God is a safe place to unleash your emotions. He already knows them. So you're not surprising him. He already knows. And this is the thing. Every day, you're going to have emotions. Emotions are going to show up in everyday life. And they're going to be present. But you can't control that part, right? But what we can control is, what are we going to do with it? And may I suggest that you let that emotion be the gauge of what your heart is feeling. Like, be like, okay, this is what I'm experiencing right now. But don't let those emotions be the boss and make you stagnant. Don't camp in those emotions. Just take it before him and allow him to bring the peace that will allow it to flow into the spring of life from your being. And then you can move on. Like I said, this is super personal and something that I want to be better at that. I want to be better at letting my emotions be the indicator, be the report of my heart and what's going on with me, and then like pay attention to it and deal with it with God, and then let it move on, so that I don't ever stop myself up and cause other issues in my life because I don't want to deal with it. That's not good for you, and it's not no good for anybody around you. So if you have any emotions today, which I'm sure you're going to feel some, or are you human if you don't feel any emotions, then just stop, let it be the indicator, take it to God, and let it flow forth. All right, you got this.